doing, Tom?
Let me turn this radio on now. I just had triple bypass surgery August the 4th, and I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Jim?
I'm sorry to hear that, but are you on the mend?
Yeah, and I got to my medicine pretty quick, and it took care of it, so that's the first time that's happened in several weeks, so it's funny, the home healthcare nurse asked me that yesterday, no more AFib, and I said, nope, and then I wake up with it this morning. But we're doing good, Jim. Little pain in the chest bone and that, but after having 24 staples in there taken out, it feels pretty good. I got stuck so many times, that's what I had to do this morning, was go over to the VA and get a blood draw, and got an appointment next week. And I'm telling you, I'm just tired of being stuck.
I've been through a couple of stints myself, and it's not a fun thing to do.
It said that that doctor, when they did the cath on me there to look at my heart, Bernie said he'd come back out in about 30 minutes and said, I can't do nothing with that. Said, one of them looks like spaghetti. And about that time, Dr. Davis walked in and he said, no, be triple bypass, Tom. And that's about the last time I saw him.
Doing good and on the mend.
Lately, Jim, when I hear you, I think of airplanes. Oh, boy. There's supposed to be a show on September 16th. And it's on Hulu and it's on Disney. And they showed some of those, I want to call them a goshawk, but they're not, the Navy trainers. And I want to try to watch for that show coming up.
To the airport at Spartanburg Airport?
Years ago, I went by there once, but no, I haven't been over there. I'd kind of like to. We go over to Costco's and Sam's now and then.
Come aside and go over there and just go through it. There's a guy there, the airport manager is Mr. Terry Connerton. He's a British expat, but he's very nice and very good instructor. But there was a gentleman that tried to make or build model airplanes of every Navy aircraft the Navy ever flew. And when he passed away, his kids didn't want the collection. So they've got them all in there, in addition to many other historical things. And it's really a treat to see. It doesn't cost a thing to go in and take a look at it. You should go over and look.
Point to do that, Jim. Have you been down to the one at Woodruff? That's the town that's in at Mauritius. Yeah. That's really an interesting place, and I almost got to ride in an ultralight there, and the wind come up, and so it knocked me out of it, but our grandson went for a ride in one, and a bunch of really nice people, but they got some vintage aircraft down there in a hangar.
Even about the place at Triple Tree?
Yes, sir. That's it.
I have been there. I've done some drone teaching there. But it's been a while since I've been there, and there's a pilots group that meets every third Wednesday of the month over at the A&P restaurant on Highway 14 in the morning for breakfast. And one of the guys is a very big volunteer there over.
Really a bunch of nice folks down there. I really enjoyed it. Well, I wonder if that guy over at Spartanburg ever replicated the S2DNE. That's what I started out flying in, and then moved on up to the P3 Orion. But the only one, I've never seen one at Oshkosh, I don't think. But I did see one on the Yorktown, on the fantail of the Yorktown.
Guy that I do some church activities with, he was a crew member on the Big E. I guess there have been several Eisenhowers. But you should come join us for breakfast every third Wednesday of the month at 9 o'clock at the A&P restaurant. There's a retired P-3 Orion pilot there. There's a bunch of other guys that civil and military, all they just gather. There's no agenda really, other than getting a chance to have some good fellowship and talk airplanes for a while. But I think you would very much enjoy it.
Not a bad moon at that time of day.
I do.
Yeah, I'm right about that, ain't I?
Yes.
But we stay up late usually. But boy, they've had a lot of activity with the P-8 Poseidon over there in, I think it's the Black Sea or the Baltic, I'm not sure which. And they've had a lot of escorts from the Soviet MiGs come up and fly next to them. That's what replaced the P-3. But I've only seen the inside of one time on TV. It's a very secretive plane. It replaced the EP-3 that they used to work on down here at Donelson.
Hey, Tom, I got a... take a break here for just a second, KO4LEO. I'm on a Meals on Wheels run here, so let me deliver some meals, and I'll be right back to you.
Okie doke. Well, we got to get out and unload some groceries, Jim. We just pulled in. Pleasure's all mine. Always nice to talk to you. KO4LEO, N0TR.
N0TR, say hello to Bernice for me, and KO4LEO, be clear.